Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yo, yo! Did you survive another day? I hope you did. I suppose that's a rhetorical question. Kind of a dumb question. If you're listening to the show, you survived. Even if it's barely, that's good. Every other day that goes by, every 24 hours that pass, I feel like it's a minor victory, sometimes a minor miracle that we're able to reconvene. Whoo! And it was not a boring day in the world of sports. I'll say that much. If you're paying attention, there was this seismic shift among sports fans as well as sports media types like myself who talk about sports for a living. Gosh, it's one of those moves, one of those trades, one of those results where you either love it or you hate it, right? So we talk about this sometime with teams like the New York Yankees, like Duke men's basketball, trying to think of like the Los Angeles Lakers, trying to come up with some other teams where you either love them or you hate them. There's no middle ground. You have to take a side. And that's how I perceive the reaction to today's big news that James Harden finally got what he wanted. Oh, joy. Maybe he'll be happy now. He is on his way to the Brooklyn Nets, according to multiple sources out there. Even though at this point, some of the Nets themselves are careful about what they say. You know, the NBA's tampering rules are pretty steep. The penalties are even steeper. But this is happening. James Harden has been asking out of Houston. He didn't show up for training camp on time or in shape. It's kind of hard to get out of shape in the few weeks that he had off, but he managed. He's been very clear, whether it's verbal or nonverbal, how he feels about the Rockets not trading him when he asked in the offseason. He was even more annoyed that Russell Westbrook was allowed to leave town, but he was not. And even as the Rockets said over the last couple days that they were in contact with a half dozen teams, Harden speaking out on Tuesday night is what escalated this situation. Now, we had played this audio for you to start our show 24 hours ago. But I want to play it for you again. Because as soon as I heard it, and then with the furor and the reaction and the trade that followed pretty quickly in the wake of these comments, it reminded me of the Anthony Davis situation in New Orleans. So James Harden was already discontent. He was playing, but not the James Harden that won the MVP. Doesn't look like him, isn't playing like him, isn't happy. Voices the fact that he's unhappy and doesn't think the situation can be fixed in Houston. Has a couple of teammates come out and take pretty strong positions against him. Now you know it's a problem in the locker room as well. Not supporting his teammates, not supporting his new head coach, not interested in being there, not wanting to compete there, doesn't think the situation can be fixed. It's akin to throwing a temper tantrum with everything but the kicking and screaming. And so what happens? The Houston Rockets recognize, you know what? Maybe he's right. Situation can't be fixed, not as long as he's here. And so they cave. And they take far less than what he would be worth if all of this crap hadn't happened. But you know what? It doesn't matter because at least James Harden is happy. Forget about his former teammates. Forget about his coach. Forget about the Houston Rockets fans who maybe are glad that he's gone. No, it's all about what James Harden wants. And what have we found out about the NBA and a lot of the superstars? And I'm not talking about the rank and file. I'm talking about the upper echelon, the ones that make the most money. Generally, what they want, they get. And if that means disrupting a franchise, disrupting a locker room, turning a team inside out, upsetting the apple cart, so to speak, well, so be it, as long as they get what they want. I've been making this joke. It's a little tongue-in-cheek, definitely sarcasm, but I do believe it's true. The NBA, where everyone plays with his BFF, eventually, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. With every score change during Super Bowl 55, someone wins $50,000 in the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. Now, a lot of you had already sent me tweets or Facebook posts about this move from James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets, where he will theoretically be playing with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, though Kyrie is currently not with the team and has missed five games and counting. I'd love to get your reaction, though, if you're listening and you haven't yet found me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What is your reaction to James Harden worming his way out of Houston, finding a new home where he wanted to be all along? And does this change how you feel about the NBA? Or maybe it validates how you feel about the NBA. I have made no secret of this, but this is yet another example. I find it harder and harder to get excited about the NBA. And it's not just the fact that everyone is playing with his BFF. It's the fact that if you are a superstar, you can force your way out of town, which is, of course, the opposite of what it means to be a teammate. Very few franchises, in fact, I can't remember the last time one did, very few franchises stand up to these star players for long because they feel like it's easier just to give in so that your entire season isn't ruined. And I go back to the Anthony Davis New Orleans situation. He wanted out of New Orleans. He wanted to go to Los Angeles. The Pelicans had no, and I mean no, plans to trade him. But they at least put feelers out there so they could figure out what the Lakers were willing to give up. Then they said, nope, we're not going to do it. That was kind of brilliant, actually. They forced the Lakers to show their hand. But then Davis didn't want to play anymore. So he sat. It was a major disruption to the locker room. To even have him around was a mess. You remember the coaching staff said as much, the players said as much after the fact, and ultimately what happened? The franchise traded him to Los Angeles. Because it was easier just to wave the white flag than to fight. It was easier just to wave the white flag because you recognize that star was not going to play. Not for you. And not with his heart. Nah, he was pretty much checked out. Now, you remember the San Antonio Spurs tried to talk Kawhi Leonard out of his trade request following that season where he was injured and they had kind of been at odds over whether or not he was healthy enough to play. He was away from the team, even when they were in the postseason. He was in New York. They were trying to win a playoff series, which, of course, they didn't because they didn't have their star player. He wanted out. Instead of sending him to the team he wanted to go to, which is one of the LA teams, they sent him to Toronto. I suppose you could say Kawhi got the last laugh because Raptors fans, Canadian basketball fans fell in love with him. They won a title, and then he left for a lot of money. Ultimately, this is what it feels like. Whatever the superstars want, the superstars get. Now, maybe you think that's okay. And if you do, I would love to have the discussion with you. Maybe you think that that's how it should be. They're the reasons that you show up to watch the games, whether in person or on TV or on your phones or your devices. Maybe you think the NBA is more entertaining with a handful of teams where all the superstars are clustered together. Great. I recognize that everybody shares my opinion, but I would love to know how you feel about James Harden forcing his way out of Houston and whether or not this changes how you feel about the league or validates how you feel about the league. Now, this is not the only reason that I find it harder to root for the NBA. The other reason is I just don't like the style of play anymore. There are a couple of teams that I feel like actually share the basketball. They foster ball movement. The Warriors have been really good at it, even as they've had guys injured. But there's too much of the dribble, 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 ISO, shoot from three, draw a foul, go to the free throw line, or just in general, jacking up three-pointers all the time. And because of the rule changes in the NBA that are supposed to foster movement and foster offense, boost scoring, you've got so many fouls called on ticky-tack, hand checks, and the minorest little bumps. And I prefer when basketball was a contact sport. So there are a few reasons why I'm not a huge fan of the product that we see now in the NBA. Again, I really did, and I do. It's not quite the full Warriors experience that we had when they were going to the five consecutive NBA finals. But I love their style of play because they reminded me why I fell in love with the game. The ball movement, the up-tempo, it was fun. It got everybody involved. They played defense. So there are some teams out there that I find enjoyable to watch, but I try to be honest with you. Today's NBA is not what I grew up on. It's not what I fell in love with. The NBA is the reason I'm sitting in the seat right now. When I cut my teeth on late 80s and 90s NBA, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, the Detroit Pistons, the Bad Boys. That was what I fell in love with. That was why I decided I wanted to work in the league and work in the business. It's not the same thing anymore. And it's not that I expect athletes to stay in one place their entire careers. I feel like that's fairly unrealistic. Very few employees stay at one job their entire careers. And so I don't think that you can expect that an athlete would stay loyal to a franchise where they can make more money or where they can have a new opportunity to win a title somewhere else. So I know I'm even kind of looking at it more objectively than a lot of fans do. But the style of play and the constant teaming up with your best friends and putting together super teams, to me, it takes away from the parody. And I love the fact that the NFL is not like that. The NHL is not like that. Major League Baseball, there's a little bit of that, but it's more because there's no salary cap. You don't generally have guys demanding trades to particular teams. You do have them holding out for outrageous contracts. But again, that's because teams are willing to pay. And there's only a handful of teams that will do that. But even so, the super teams don't always win. I mean, the Dodgers spent a lot of money on their payroll for years and years, and they didn't win that World Series, that elusive World Series, until just this past year. And so I want to hear your reaction. on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And I know producer Dave is putting up a spot there, as well as on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. How about some reaction from the Houston Rockets? Now, I want to give you some context here. DeMarcus Cousins was responding to the comments from James Harden, the ones that he made Tuesday night that eventually turned out to be the straw that broke the camel's back. Cousins is speaking before the trade was official, but you can see why it was necessary, at least from the Rockets' perspective, that they had to move on. So again, this is DeMarcus Cousins earlier on Wednesday, but he was asked about playing with James Harden and about Harden's comments that the situation was not viable and couldn't be fixed.
Me personally, I don't feel betrayed at all. My interest in playing with John Wall, to be brutally honest. And with that being said, the disrespect started way before, you know, any interview. Just the approach to training camp, showing up the way he did, the antics off the court. I mean, the disrespect started way before. So this isn't something that, you know, all of a sudden happened, you know, last night. But with that being said, like I said, this is the nasty part of the business. So it is what it is.
That's a guy who's in the NBA saying it's the nasty part of the business. He points to James Harden's actions going back to his holdout during training camp. The fact that he was out partying and, I mean, he got fined by the NBA $50,000, but he was out having a grand old time and ignoring COVID protocols when the rest of his teammates were in training camp trying to get ready for a season. He wouldn't communicate with his head coach. And even after he got back, you can easily hear what Boogie thinks of the way that Harden handled his business. Disrespectful. And I actually came to Houston to play with John Wall, if I'm being honest. Boogie Cousins always tells it like it is. He's been one of my favorite interviews in the NBA for a really long time. Again, this is before the trade news broke, but you kind of wonder if they had an inkling it was about to go down.
I just feel like it's a way about, you know, handling business. He can feel however he wants to feel with the organization or whatever his current situation is. But the other 14 guys in the locker room have done nothing to him. So for us to be on the receiving end of some of the, you know, disrespectful comments and antics, it's completely unfair to us. Like I said, we've done nothing to him. We've only showed up to work just like everybody else and came in ready to work. So, like I said, it's completely unfair to the rest of the guys in the locker room.
Unfair, disrespectful antics. Antics. That's Boogie Cousins calling James Harden out. I mean, come on, let's be honest. Boogie Cousins has a rap sheet full of antics. And this is Boogie saying that James Harden is disrespectful to the team, disrespectful to the guys in the locker room, disrespectful to what they're attempting to do as a group. That to me is more powerful than any other reaction you're going to hear. But we'll give you others, and I want to hear yours. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I suppose at some point I should give you the deets of the trade. It was a four-team trade, multiple draft picks, multiple players, but Houston didn't receive that much. When it all shakes out in the wash, Houston got far less than what you expect for an offensive talent of James Harden's level. We are just getting started.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Which is not good enough. You know, we don't obviously chemistry, talent wise, just everything. And it was clear, like I said, these last few games, They just, you know, from the beginning of the game, they were just aggressive. Veteran team, obviously, championship team, and you know, one of the best teams that we have in this league. You know, I love this city. I literally, you know, have done everything that I can. You know, I mean, this situation is crazy. You know, it's something that I don't think can be fixed. So, yeah, thanks.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The only extensive comments that we've gotten from James Harden since the NBA season tipped off. He really hadn't said much at all. Even his new head coach admitted during camp that he hadn't spoken to Harden and they were just waiting for him to show up, which, as you can imagine, was loads of fun for the rest of the team and for this brand new coach. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We heard from Boogie Cousins. How about from the Nets and a new teammate of James Harden? So Jeff Green, he's a veteran. He's been on a lot of different teams. He's certainly seen player movement. He's now 34 years old, but he's a member of the team that will be receiving Harden in this trade.
He's going to do what he does best. And I think it'd be good for us, but I don't look at it as a restart. You know, it's just another juice of energy that we're going to get from, you know, him being on the floor and being part of this team.
We don't actually know what's going on with Kyrie Irving. So I suppose while it looks like a trio of superstars on paper, if we cut to the chase, how reliable is Kyrie? Not very. If you consider the injury issues, the time away for personal issues, the fact that he fails to communicate with his team, his coach, very often when he's going to be AWOL, I mean, that's a mess too. And into this walks James Harden. So let's take Kyrie out of the equation for now, though I suspect he's going to want to come back with this James Harden acquisition. Isn't that what he and KD wanted all along? Oh, I feel so sorry for Steve Nash. That's what I tweeted. My very first thought after seeing this trade is, oy, I feel really sorry for Steve Nash. A hand-picked coach who's been more of a pawn, and now he has to navigate another ego and another superstar, and it's such a different game than it was when he played. Anyway, we don't actually know about Kyrie, and neither does Steve Nash. He actually said, I'm going to have to leave that to the people in the front office, because right now I don't know what his status is. And without talking specifically about James Harden, he kind of shares his philosophy moving forward.
Basketball is about playing together and being the best you can be. So no matter who you are, it's about finding that connectivity and balance within a team and trying to be greater than the sum of your parts. So that doesn't change no matter what your team looks like. And that's definitely a goal and a threat of our team from day one.
That's true. That philosophy is definitely true. Will it hold up with James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving in theory? Former NBA player Rip Hamilton was on CBS Sports HQ with his reaction.
He has to respect Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is probably going to be the best player on that ball club, hands down. I mean, when you're coming into a situation, he already has a relationship with KD, playing with him in OKC. You got a premier point guard in Kyrie Irving, a guy that James Harden respects. You got a former MVP coach in Steve Nash, who hired Mike D'Antonio, who James Harden, who's very familiar with, a guy that he was trying to get back to be underneath that realm. But I just think that when you got the type of the pieces and players on that team, you got guys defensively that's willing to buy in. James is coming to a new situation. He understands that, hey, you know what? When he retires and he looks at his career, he want to be considered as one of the best. And a lot of times how we measure one of the best in our game is how many championships you win, not how many scoring titles you got, not how many times you've been to the All-Star game, but how many championships did you win. So I think this is a situation where he goes to this team, he knows that he has to buy in for him to get that goal.
Hamilton on the 2004 NBA championship team with the Detroit Pistons. Interesting. So interesting. I don't know how quickly he fits in. I do know that this group, KD, Kyrie, James Harden, if we can include Kyrie, that they'll be motivated to work together and motivated to figure it out because they wanted to play together. But that doesn't automatically mean you snap your fingers and it's all of a sudden seamless. It doesn't work that way. So they have to be willing to put in the time. And then you think about how COVID has changed the amount of practice time, the amount of time these guys can spend together, how they are when they're on the road. So it's a different kind of a season to create this brand new big three. So there's more reaction. Wait until you hear what one of the local talk show hosts on our New York affiliate had to say in the immediate, and I mean the immediate aftermath of the news breaking about James Harden. I still say Boogie Cousins had the most appropriate reaction, but that's just me. Now coming up, we'll take your calls, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. What's your reaction to the James Harden deal going to Brooklyn? And does it change how you feel about the NBA? For me, it just validates it. I find that harder and harder to get excited about the NBA. And this trade is just another reason why. Bob Uessler does some work with the Brooklyn Nets. Bob, how are you?
Amy, I'm fine. How are you doing?
It's one of those weeks. But anyway, I would love to know your reaction.
Well, I was just talking to producer Dave about this, and I've done a flip-flop on it. My initial reaction was, oh, brother. But I started to try to visualize what it could be. And the more I think about it, the more I'm on board with the idea of going for it right now. And when I say right now, they've got to go out there and make this work immediately this season. And I think it can. I was telling Dave that one thing, as ridiculous as this sounds, seeing Durant play every game, and I've watched the Nets every game, seeing him play every game, I'm in awe of how good he is. And Harden,
at least on one end of the court.
Yeah, that's true, too. they gave up a lot here, but what they have, I think, is capable of winning a championship. I'm not saying they are going to win a championship, but I can, if I'm looking at it from the Nets perspective through their prism, yes, it's not unreasonable to think that this team can go out there and win a championship. So you roll the dice, and it is a real roll of the dice because you've basically just given up the future here. You've sold your soul here.
I like Caris LeVert. I mean, I'm happy for him if he's okay with this, but I think he's a great player and getting better. And so they did make a bit of a sacrifice, I guess, in giving him up as well as some picks. But yeah, you're right. It's more about the present, not about the future.
Interesting that, you know, the Rockets didn't take LeVert, though. You know, they flipped him, and now they have Oladipo. Jared Allen's going to be fabulous, and he's going to make himself a lot of money, and that factored into it as well. You know, he's going to get paid by, well, I'm sure the Cavs hope they can keep him, but I think that factored into it. But he's going to be a supreme talent in this league as well. And they gave up a lot in rim protection by getting rid of Allen. What they have left, though, yeah, if I'm looking at it from just, okay, right now, get it done, they're capable of getting it done. One thing we do know, Amy, is we're going to have a lot to talk about. This is some show they've put together, isn't it?
We'll see. We'll see if Kyrie decides to show up again and be part of it.
That's an entirely different show, isn't it? Talking about him.
All right. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. We've got people who want to weigh in on the phones, 855-212-4227. Also on our Facebook page, keeping in mind you have to use appropriate language or you're going to get dumped off the Facebook page.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Oh, boy.
The Nets got James Harden.
Breaking news, everybody. Oh! My first reaction is shock, awe, and I'm pissed off. That's my first reaction.
That's your
first
one? You
want to capture it? Want to take a picture? That's my first reaction. I'm ticked off.
They did get something. They get James Harden.
Great.
Dribble, 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 dribble. Fat, fat, fat. Dribble, dribble, dribble. No defense, no defense, new defense. Shoot. Oh, a foul's called. He's going to the line.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
He called him fat multiple times. Wowzers. That's not something I could get away with as a female, nor would I do it because I know what it's like to be in that situation. That is the voice, and those are the complaints of Evan Roberts with his co-host Craig Carton. So the show is Carton and Roberts on our New York affiliate WFAN, and that was literally in the moments after the trade was breaking. You want to play it again, producer Dave, so people can hear it in context. This again is a New York affiliate WFAN, and it's Evan Roberts who is freaking out.
Oh, boy.
The Nets got James Harden.
Breaking news, everybody. Oh! My first reaction is shock, awe, and I'm pissed off. That's my first reaction.
That's your
you
first
wanna
one?
Capture it? Want to take a picture? That's my first reaction. I'm ticked off.
They did get something. They get James Harden.
Great.
Dribble, 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 dribble. Fat, fat, fat. Dribble, dribble, dribble. No defense, no defense, new defense. Shoot.
Oh, a foul's called. He's going to the line.
Huh. Well, let us know how you really feel, Evan Roberts. I can't believe he got away with calling him fat multiple times. Although I got to say, because our CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located in New York City, I don't listen to much sports radio, but on my way out of the city in the mornings, I usually listen to the local show, which is Boomer and Gio. All right, so Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. And Gio has essentially been calling him fat, too. I mean, is that something guys can get away with? There is no freaking way that a female talk show host can go on the air and call a male athlete fat. That can't happen.
I agree with you completely. I think it is an unfair double standard, number one, but absolutely that is how guys talk about each other to their faces, behind their backs. It doesn't matter. Boomer and Gio, as you mentioned on WFAN, they talk about how much weight Gio has lost over the past couple of years and how fat he was just a year or two ago.
Well, right, but at least he's there in the room. You're not calling someone fat behind his back.
This is true, but it's just one of those.
I'm just saying, also, I could not get away with that. I can't comment on what a male athlete looks like because automatically people freak out over it. I can't.
It's a good point. And again, it's not that you need to, but again, it's an unfair double standard because if you decided to, it shouldn't be that big a deal.
Fat, 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 fat.
I'm still laughing to the point where I'm crying every time I hear it. But the first time I heard it when I got here, I almost fell out of the chair. That was hysterical to me. And he is one of the biggest Nets fans that I know on the planet.
Yeah, that's what you should know about Evan Roberts. Again, this is our New York affiliate, WFAN, is that he is a big Nets fan. And that video, so there's a video as well as the audio. The video's gone viral. It's all over the internet if you wanted to see it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. By the way, the NHL had its first five games of the season. The puck dropped on the 56-game season on Wednesday evening, and hockey still gets upstaged by the NBA. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Rob, who's listening in Pittsburgh. Rob, what do you think of the trade?
Oh, man, my reaction is kind of sort of like your affiliate up there in New York, but I also want to say thank you. I listen to your show fairly often,
cool.
And I like the fact that you don't talk about politics. But to the reason I called, I don't see it working. First of all, they couldn't all play together in OKC. That was before Harden got the scoring titles and became this big superstar. Now he's going to have an even bigger ego to go in there and match up with Kyrie's difficult situation, let's just say. And I think it's just going to throw off the team chemistry. I wouldn't have mortgaged my future for it. I thought they would have been a better team without him. And I just don't see it working.
Yeah, see, the problem is you don't even know if Kyrie is going to be available. I wonder if the Nets had some extra incentive in thinking, okay, if we make this trade, even though, as you point out, they're mortgaging a bit of their future with the draft picks they're giving up, it's really convoluted. But maybe they felt like by giving up some of these young players and draft picks and getting Harden in return, that Kyrie would be more enticed to actually play basketball.
I actually think it may have the reverse effect, because now he's going to have to share the ball. If he couldn't share the ball with LeBron, who I think LeBron and KD both could play with almost anybody. Mm-hmm. But if he couldn't share the ball with LeBron, how is he going to share the ball with Mr. Pat-Pat? Like, I just don't see it working.
You know, I agree, but isn't this what he and KD wanted? Now, I understand where you're coming from, and I've said that from the beginning. There's only one basketball. There's not enough shots to go around. But isn't this what Kyrie wanted?
Yeah, you got to be careful what you ask for, plus the fact that he doesn't really play defense. I don't know. I don't see it working. Thank you very much for taking my call. Like I said, I enjoy your show, and you have yourself a good night.
Good to talk to you, Rob. Happy New Year to you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Steve is in Washington, D.C. What do you think?
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. I think it's a bad deal. I didn't like it. And piggybacking on Amy, yeah, men can call each other fat. Yeah, I think Harden came in out of shape on purpose.
You're probably right.
If you look at all the rest of the years, they went into the bubble, and he went into the bubble slimmer than when he's ever went in the training camp. And he come out of the bubble, and in 3 months, he's bigger than when he's ever played in the NBA. I think he did it on purpose. I mean, he did anything he could do to try to get out of Houston. And I mean, maybe the situation is bad there or whatever. I know John Wall is playing very well up there. And I'm glad for him, especially him coming from here. I think John Wall deserves it another shot. But at the same time, I don't like it. People says, well, they couldn't pay all of them. They didn't want to pay Jared Allen. Well, they paying James Harden. I mean, they could have paid Jared Allen, Kyrie, their shooter, Kevin Durant. They could have paid all of them. I just, from the defensive side of the ball, I just don't know where that's coming from.
KD plays defense. KD is a great defender. He is. But he's obviously not going to be able to defend all five positions at the same time.
Yeah, and he can't protect the rim, Amy. And that's what Jared Allen did. He offensive rebounds, all the dirty work. I mean, everything now is just from the outside. KD can get to the rim. I just don't like the deal. And, you know, Harden has to get into shape. He looked terrible these first few games with Houston. He looked absolutely terrible.
But you make a good point, though. Maybe he was doing it on purpose. Anything he could. Certainly going to a strip club without his mask, skipping training camp, showing up in you know, his good old time and not before. All of those were things to let the team know how he felt. Maybe not being in shape, that was another message he was sending, is I don't freaking care.
Yeah, and that's what it was, Amy. I mean, you look at all his transgressions. He's never done anything his entire career as far as in the offseason. None of these transgressions that he did, the clubs,
right,
coming in out of shape, all these kind of issues. And all of a sudden, the year that he wants out, he goes and acts like a fool. I mean, does this thing, not a fool, that's over-exaggerating, but just doing things. And I just don't think it was very professional. I don't like the way he handled it.
Well, I would agree with that. Definitely disrespectful to the guys who are working hard, and that's what we've heard from both Boogie and from John Wall. All right, Steve, I appreciate your phone call. Thanks so much for weighing in.
Thank you.
Terrence is in Georgia. Terrence, you got about 2 minutes. Go ahead. What do you think?
I want to know who's going to play defense for, other than KD.
Right.
And if the Nets can move around for 21 seconds till if James Harden doesn't have his shot, will he pass it? And you also got to look at it. Mike D'Antoni is the assistant coach there.
So weird, right?
Yeah. it's no coincidence that James Harden went to the Nets.
Yeah, no, I think they were all in it. I don't know about the coach if he was in on it, but definitely KD and Kyrie and James have been talking about this because that's kind of how they settled on this team, you know. And I don't know. I understand that's worked in some places. For instance, it worked in Miami with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. It definitely worked there. And obviously it's worked with the Lakers too, LeBron and Anthony Davis. But I don't know that we can put James Harden in the same category as LeBron. Now, is he an amazing scorer? Yes. Does he have the ability to carry a team the way LeBron does? Heck to the no.
No. No. I mean, there's not, like you said, there's not enough basketballs to go around. Kyrie is going to walk, when he does come back, he's going to walk around with his lips poked out if he doesn't get the ball. And Durant is the consummate professional. He'll just do what he has to do and let the other two. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating, I think, but fascinating as in when you watch a train wreck, not fascinating as in, ooh, this is really entertaining. I hope I'm wrong because I do think that the Nets are one of those good stories. They've been down for a really long time. They've made some atrocious moves in the past. As much as I love Paul Pierce, but the Paul Pierce KG trade in which they mortgaged their future, all they did was get to the first round of the playoffs and that was it. It never paid any other dividends and it really put them in a terrible position. They're still digging out of that mess, actually. And now here they are mortgaging away their future again for James Harden. So if it doesn't work, and I don't even know how Steve Nash deals with it, but if it doesn't work, they've just put themselves in the same exact situation twice in 10 years.
He just might quit.
Oh, you know, so I feel like he's more tenacious than that, but how much do you want to bet that behind closed doors, he's like, you have got to be freaking kidding me.
He's pulling his hair out.
Yeah.
If you see a ball spot on top of his head, you know what he's been doing. You'll know what he's been doing.
All right, Terrence, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for the phone call.
And thank you for taking my call.
Happy New Year to you in Georgia, 855-212-4227. I don't know if all three of those were brand new callers, but I don't remember that we've ever had them on the air, not recently, so it's great. We're getting some reaction from all over the country. A lot of you are weighing in on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and there's a mixed bag of reactions, so I really appreciate it. We'll get to this reaction, and also LeBron James hearing about the trade, others who are weighing in around the NBA fraternity to let you know what they think of James Harden on the way to Brooklyn. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Dribble, dribble.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.